in order, in the current sort of context for the Labour Party to kind of get engaged in this kind of strategy, it definitely does need the left needs to be building its strength within the Labour Party. We need more people that are connected to the social movement, so people like Corbyn and McDonnell and various people who are kind of rising up the ranks at the moment. As it stands, obviously, there's this huge battle with the centrists in the party, and whether it's able to do that, it's going to be, there's an open question at the moment. But either way, the strategy is kind of, it's as much to say, we need to build this kind of grassroots movement around the Labour Party, both in organisations like Momentum, but also just generally pushing on the left. So that we're not just, obviously we want to support, like if there's an election call tomorrow, we should be supporting, like trying to get a left Labour government into power is one of my arguments. But at the same time, it can't be this, completely uncritical. We have to be careful how you navigate that kind of criticism. But at the same time, we can't just say, yay, Corbyn, absolutely everything. We have to be constantly trying to make sure, we have to be basically taming the tendency for parties to kind of slip back towards the centre. Whether they're at the moment in a kind of position where they could storm ahead with it is kind of, it's still a viable kind of thing, because it's very much more about the grassroots and how they relate to the Labour Party. In terms of what they would actually have to do to support this kind of thing, And it actually comes down to some of the sort of stuff you have been hearing John McDonnell say, and some of the stuff you have been hearing Corbyn say. Like, I don't know where it's at the moment, but I heard some stuff about, like a community organising training training people using the kind of labour infrastructure as a way of kind of getting them out on the streets and actually doing stuff like between elections. That for me is really useful. Any kind of like training is one of the things I say in the book is very useful, because it doesn't matter if Labour get knocked out of power, then those people still have that training. They still have that kind of stuff, which is why when it comes to reforms, you want to be looking for the things that, if it doesn't go well, if we get knocked out of power and the Tories are backing, we've still achieved something that can't just be then, crossed out the second that the Tories are back in power. We need these kind of somewhat like irreversible things. And so I think the education system is like one of the really important things. We need to be enacting kind of reforms through the education system that are going to stay with people, even if the Tories get back into power. But otherwise it's about them bringing in reforms that are going to help us organise, basically. The things that are going to empower people to keep going, even when things go bad.